90% the quality of life results from the study that Luis Fernando just introduced to all of you. And I would especially like to thank and acknowledge the presence of Olga Lucia Sarmiento, who's in the audience. And she was the lead researcher for this quality of life component and also main author of this presentation. So I have to give her a lot of credit for that. Studies on the built environment and quality of life have been mainly conducted in developed countries and have been focused on self-reported health. There are evident differences between developed and developing countries with regards to health priorities, socioeconomic, cultural, and environmental contexts, and these highlight the needs to explore these issues in developing countries to better guide and understand policies aimed at improving well-being of the citizens. And also, as Luis Fernando already mentioned, and I'm not going to go into detail, the rapid urbanization processes that are taking place in Latin America are also very important to consider. The objective of this quality of life part of the study was to assess the association between health-related quality of life with built environment characteristics and physical activity among Bogota adults. Okay, Dr. Or Luis Fernando, he asked me not to call him doctor, already explained the methodological aspects of the study, and I'm not going to go into detail. But just to remind all of you that this was a multi-stage stratified study, and the sample size for this quality of life component was 1,285 participants. Okay. We have several outcome variables for this part of the study. One of them was a continuous score obtained from a modified and culturally adapted version of the World Health Organization Quality of Life Brief Survey. And we also have the question of how positive do you feel about the future, which was part of this questionnaire and was used as an independent variable and dichotomized into positive, very positive versus not at all, a little, and more or less. We also have the CDC Healthy Days questionnaire, which asks how many days were you sick during the last month, and we dichotomize this into 0 days versus 1 or more days. And finally, we use the Perceived Health Status Survey from the CDC, which asks 4 questions, and this was coded as excellent, good versus fair, poor, or very poor. The built environment characteristics, like as Luis Fernando already explained to you, were obtained using geographic information systems, and it had indicators from the dimensions of density, diversity, design, and access to mass transportation system, particularly Transmilenium, which was already presented by Luis Fernando. Each of these variables was measured in 3 different buffers, one 500 meters from the center of the block, the other one within the neighborhood, and finally 1,000 meters from the neighborhood boundaries. The individual variables used in this part of the study were gender, age, education, marital status, which was classified as having a partner versus not having a partner, main occupational activity during the last month, which was defined as working or studying versus home activities, searching for a job, or being retired. Socioeconomic status was based on the neighborhood socioeconomic strata and was classified as 1 or 2, which corresponds to low and very low, versus 3 or more, which corresponds to medium and higher. And we also have physical activity during leisure time, so we have meeting CDC physical activity recommendations versus not meeting recommendations, and finally Ciclovia participation during the last 4 weekends, and this was yes or not. The statistical analysis was conducted with hierarchical linear modeling and non-linear modeling, and the results that I'll be presenting today are the results at the block level. So it's going to be the 500 meter buffer from the center of the block. Here we have a very basic description of the results. We found that the World Health Organization questionnaire reported a mean score of 91.3, which is very high. This is a scale that goes from 25 to 125. So we're in the higher upper level of, for quality of life. The reported mean for unhealthy days was 5.1 days, with a standard deviation of 9.1. 62% of the participants perceived their health status to be good or excellent. Once again, very good. And around 70% of the population reported feeling positive or very positive about the future. And we were very interested in that question, especially because most of the urban changes that took place in Bogota had the objective to change the perceptions of the residents in, with respect to how positive they feel about the future and increase their quality of life. Okay, here we have the results from the WHO questionnaire and individual variables. As you can see here, being a male, having a partner, and having more than a high school degree were positively associated with higher quality of life scores, as well as meeting physical activity recommendations during leisure time, the use of bicycles as a means of transportation, and participating in the ciclovia. And this is as high as an increase in 3.5 points in the quality of life scores for meeting physical activity recommendations. With respect to the built environment characteristics and this outcome variable, we can see that those residents those people residing in areas with a percentage of housing between 45.5 and 63.6, which is a medium or a moderate percentage of housing, and 63.7 and 89.1, which is a relatively high percentage of housing, were more likely to have higher scores of quality of life. In this aspect, land use mix, which is estimated by the entropy index, which indicates the percentage of the diversity of the land use in the area, like Luis Fernando briefly mentioned before. They have a moderate land use mix, which is an index between 0.48 and 0.62, was also found to be positively associated with higher scores of quality of life. And this last point is a park factor, which was derived from park density and park size. And as we can see here, an increase in 1 point in this park factor was related to 0.6 increase in the quality of life scores, which is a very interesting and important finding in our results. And this can be illustrated in this graph. As you can see here, the darker blue indicates neighborhoods with higher quality of life scores, and it corresponds with the neighborhoods that had higher park density and park size, as you can see there. The results from the CDC on healthy days questionnaire, we have here both the results from the individual and the environmental variables. You can see being a male and being in the age group between 36 and 65 years old were more likely to report 0 sick days. And once again, residing in areas with moderate and high land use mix were found to be were more likely to report 0 unhealthy days. Another interesting finding was that these people residing in areas with where the Transmilenio stations were 501 meters to 900 meters or more than 900 meters away were more likely to report 0 sick days. And this could be perhaps because there is a link between more walking for transportation. We're not sure, but it could be one of the explanations. the results from the perceived health status, and here we also have the individual variables and the environmental variables, we see that being a male and having more than a high school degree was positively or more likely to report excellent or good perceived health status. And being in the age group from 36 to 65 years old was, on the contrary, was negatively, or they were less likely to report excellent or good health. Meeting physical activity recommendations through leisure time was also found to be positively correlated with perceived excellent or good health status, or were more likely to report excellent or good health status, and have a high land use mix in the residence area was found to be associated, as well as having a Transmilenio station more than 900 meters. Finally, the results from the question, how positive do you feel about the future, we found that people who reported working during the last month were more positive or very positive about the future. Maybe having a job is going to make you feel more positive about your future. And land use mix and the park factor, once again, very important, were found to be correlated with how positive or you feel about the future. I think I went too fast. Finally, we have the conclusions and implications from our study. We found that in Bogota, built environment characteristics are associated with health-related quality of life, and physical activity during leisure time and bicycling for transportation were also found to be associated with health-related quality of life. It is important in Bogota to continue with the space recovery strategies that are currently taking place, as well as park maintenance, and to preserve the land use mix that we currently have instead of transferring to more sprawling urban models that are starting or we could be learning from other developed countries. It's important to recognize physical activity programs and build environment factors when implementing policies and planning programs aimed at improving citizens' well-being, and the importance of residential areas with quality of life that we think this is related with safety or perceived safety. On this graph is just to illustrate both the positive and the negative associations that we found. As you can see here, park density was positively associated with meeting physical activity recommendations as well as health-related quality of life. And at the same time, meeting physical activity recommendations was positively associated with health-related quality of life. Participating in the ciclovia was associated with health-related quality of life, and increase in ciclovia meters or having ciclovia paths is positively associated with more participation in the ciclovia. And then this was already briefly mentioned by Luis Fernando, but this negative association that we found between park factor and ciclovia is mainly due to the fact that ciclovia is considered as another park provision by Bogota residents, and ciclovia is in fact considered one of the longest linear parks in the world. So in this sense, ciclovia could be used as a complementary recreational space for citizens in areas where there is very low provision of metropolitan parks. Okay. And finally, this is very problematic. We have in Bogota is a huge gender disparity. Women are less likely to bike. Women are less likely to meet physical activity recommendations. Women are less likely to participate in the ciclovia program. And they also have less or lower quality of life scores. So as you can see, it is very important to consider gender differences and these disparities when developing physical activity programs and policies that could aim to reduce this gender disparities. And this is the research, great research team from our study and to acknowledge. And that's in Bogota.